请坐。
Hallelujah, peace and complete joy to all of you.
感谢神愿意平安喜乐能够归于在座的每一位。
Praise and thank God that we can gather here this morning to worship Him on this day of rest.
让我们能够在这安息日一起来聚会敬拜神。
Because this is the promise of the Lord, whoever come on the day of Sabbath, we can be sanctified and then we can be rest in the Spirit.
这就是神给我们的应许每当这个圣安息日，我们可以来。使自己成圣，能够来到神面前。
So we pray that the Lord open our hearts to understand His will this morning.
让我们能够来明白神的话与神的旨意。
Let's turn the book of Zechariah.
让我们来看撒加利亚书。
Zechariah chapter 2, verse 6 and verse 7.
撒加利亚书第二章第六节跟第七节。
Zechariah chapter 2, verse 6 and verse 7.
撒加利亚书第二章第六第七节。
Up, up, flee from the land of the north, say the Lord, for I have spread you abroad like the four winds of heaven, say the Lord. Verse 7.
第七节。
Up, Zion, escape, you who dwell in the daughter of Babylon. So we know that during the day of Zechariah, the Lord encouraged Zechariah to say to his people to flee from the land of the north.
在这边在撒加利亚的时代，神要他的百姓能够从北方之地来逃回。
So we know that the land of the north is Babylon itself.
这个北方之地就是指着巴比伦。
Because during that time, God have given the angel the rod to measure the city of Jerusalem.
因为那时候神已经叫天使来量了这个耶路撒冷。
We know that during that time, Babylonian have control over the chosen people.
我们知道当时候巴比伦他有这个权势来掌管这个圣地。
And we know that the Babylonian inflicted great affliction to the chosen people.
而且他来让这些神的百姓受苦很多。
So during this time that God said, whoever touches chosen people, they touch the apple of his eye.
所以神说他们来迫害这些神的百姓就好像迫害到神的这个眼睛一样。
So because of this, God will come to destroy the Babylonians.
因此神要来毁灭这个巴比伦。
As he destroyed the Babylonians, then he asked his people to come out from her.
在这个神要施行毁灭之前，他就要这个百姓从巴比伦逃离。
Of course, if the people of God did not come out of Babylonian, then the destruction also will come upon them.
神的天使来到，这个毁灭就即将来到。
We know this section is also a prophecy for the chosen people on the end days.
我们知道这段圣经也是对我们后世的圣徒也是有这个预
兆。Because during that time, God said for the Mount Zion to come out of the land of Babylon.
因为那时候神说这个锡安的民要从巴比伦出来。
See what Mount Zion represents.
这个锡安山是预表着什么呢？
Let's turn to the book of Hebrew chapter 12.
请看希伯来书十二章。
Hebrew chapter 12.
希伯来书第十二章。
Chapter 12, verse 22 and verse 23.
希伯来书第十二章。
Chapter 12, verse 22 and verse 23.
二十二跟二十三节。
But you have come to Mount Zion, to the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem,to an innumerable company of angels, verse 23.
23节。
To the general assembly and church of the firstborn who are registered in heaven, to God the judge of all the spirit of just men made perfect. So we know during this time the author saying to the Hebrews, you have come to Mount Zion, the city of the living God.
在这边希伯来书的作者说信徒乃是来到这个锡安山，是永生神的诚意，就是天上的耶路撒冷。
The heavenly Jerusalem, the firstborn through our Lord Jesus Christ.
就是这个借着主耶稣能够重生的众长子所在的地方。
So, brother and sister, we are that Mount Zion, the city of the true and living God.
所以我们乃是来到锡安山，这个永生神的诚意。
We are the heavenly Jerusalem, the church of the firstborn through the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ.
教会就是这个天上的耶路撒冷，就是神众长子聚集的地方。
Because we are the chosen people of God.
因为我们是神所选召的。
So as the chosen people of God, we also know we need to flee from the land of Babylon.
作为神的选民，我们要知道要从这个巴比伦，逃出来。
Because the land of Babylon represents the world that we live in today.
这个巴比伦就是预表着我们今天所居住的世界。
Of course, the Lord Jesus Christ tells us we need to live in the world.
主耶稣告诉我们我们要并没有要我们离开这个世界。
But we cannot be conformed to the things of this world.
但是呢我们却不要来效法这个世界。
Because if we conform to the things of this world, on the end days when God comes to judge the world again, His destruction also will come upon us.
因为如果我们效法世界，末日神的这个毁灭也要临到我们身上。
But we are the chosen people.
但是我们是神的选民。
We are God's royal priesthood.
我们乃是有神尊贵的这个祭司的身份。
So we need to flee from the world.
所以我们要从这个世界逃离。
Listen to Revelation chapter 18.
请看启示录第十八章。
The book of Revelation chapter 18, verse 4.
启示录十八章第四节。
Verse 4. Chapter 18, verse 4.
启示录十八章四节。
And I heard another voice from heaven saying, Come out of her, my people, lest you share in her sin, and lest you receive of her plagues.
第四节，我又听见从天上有声音说：“我的民啊，你们要从那城出来，免得与他一同有罪，受他所受的灾殃。”
We know that during this time, God encouraged His people, and the angel cried out loud, saying, "Come out of her, my people, lest you share in her sins."
在这边，神跟天使来大声的呼吁，这个神的百姓要从这个罪恶的城出来。
And so, so unless we share in her plagues.
免得与他同受这个灾殃。
We know on the end day God will come to judge the world.
我们知道在末日神要来审判这个世界。
Because on the end the whole world the sin has filled up to the brim.
因为这个世界已经充满了罪恶。
But we as the children people we need to come out of the world.
但是神的选民要能够从这个世界出来。
Because we truly on the end day God will come again to judge the whole world.
因为我们知道在末日神必要再来审判世界。
If we read in Revelation chapter 19,
我们来看启示录十九章。
Chapter 19, verse 11.
十一节。
Verse 11. Now I saw heaven open, and behold a white horse, and he who sat on him was called faithful and true, and in righteousness he judged and made wars, verse 12.
十二节。
His eyes were like flame of fire, and on his head,were many crowns. He had a name written that no one knew except himself, verse 13.
13节。
He was clothed with a robe dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God, verse 14.
14节。
And the armies in heaven, clothed in fine linen, white and clean, follow him on the white horses, verse 15.
15节。
Now out of his mouth go a sharp sword, that with it should strike the nation, and he himself will rule them with a rod of iron. He himself thread the winepress of the fierceness and wrath of the mighty God, verse 16.
16节
and he has on his robe and on his thigh a name written, Kings of Kings and Lords of Lords. So we know here in the book of Revelation that John saw the heaven open.
在这边这个使徒约翰看到天开了。
As John saw the heaven open, and then he see there's a white horse.
然后有一匹的白马。
If we know we read on the white horse in Revelation chapter 5 represent the true church of God.
我们看启示第五章也有记载这个白马就是预表着真教会。
And he say, on the white horse, the person who sat on it was called faithful and true.
在这个骑在这白马上面的称为诚信真实。
And on verse 12 say, his eyes were like flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns. He had a name written no one knew except himself.
就说他的眼睛如火焰头上戴着许多冠冕又写着名字除了他自己以外没有人能够知道。
So we know on the end days God will use the true Jewish church to come and judge the whole world.
所以我们知道末世神要借着真教会来审判世界。
Because the true Jewish church is the bride of God.
因为真教会就是神的心腹。
The true Jewish church is the church of God.
是神的教会。
So on the end day he will use us to judge the world.
所以到末世神要借着我们来审判这个世界。
Look at verse 14.
14节。
And the armies in heaven clothed in fine linen, white and clean, follow him on the white horses.
在身上天上的众军骑着白马穿着细麻衣又白又洁跟随他。
I say, who are the armies in heaven? Who is this army in heaven that clothed with fine linen, white and clean? Follow him on white horses.
是谁能够穿着洁白的细麻衣来骑着白马跟随他?
I see the armies in heaven are all of us who have been chosen by God.
我们都是被神所选召的，就是天上的众军。
The army of heaven are those of us who have been baptized into the name of the Lord.
就是那些受洗奉主的名受洗归入他的人。
So during a time, God himself will become a general and lead us to come and judge the whole world.
所以神他就要来率领我们来审判这个世界。
But during that time, only the people who are qualified to be this army of heaven are those people who clothed with fine linen, white and clean.
但是能够成为神的军队，就是能够穿着洁白的细麻衣的人。
So this means all of us who've been baptized into Christ.
代表我们已经受洗归入基督的人。
So we have put on this fine linen, and this linen is clean and pure.
我们要穿上这个光明洁白的细麻衣。
But make sure we keep this linen until the end to be clean.
但是呢，我们必须要来保持我们这个白衣能够洁白直到最后。
I see in the book of Revelation, there's only two kinds of people in this time.
在这个启示里面就记载两种人。
The people of the nation and the people of the heavenly kingdom.
这个世界列国的人跟属天的人。
But during that time when the dragon is released, and then many people who live in heaven also been dragged down to the nation.
但是我们看这个魔鬼这个古龙被释放出来的时候，他会把天上的很多的心也摔在地上。
So we know we are the people that live in heaven.
我们知道我们是住在天上的国民。
But on the end days, many of us will fall from heaven and go to the world.
但是到末世会有很多人也从天上坠落，掉到地上。
Because on the end days, Satan will deceive many of us.
因为在末世，魔鬼要出来迷惑许多人。
That's why the disciple asked our Lord Jesus Christ, "What is the sign of the end days?"
所以，当门徒问主耶稣说这个末后有什么预兆的时候，
What did our Lord Jesus say?
那时候主耶稣怎么说呢？
The first thing that he said is, "Do not be deceived."
主耶稣第一句话就说，不要受迷惑。
Because deception is a tool of Satan.
因为魔鬼就是要来做这个迷惑人的工作。
Let's turn to Revelation.
请看启示录。
Revelation chapter 12.
启示录第12章。
Chapter 12 verse 9.
第9节。
Chapter 12 verse 9.
启示录12章第9节。
So the great dragon was cast out, the serpent of old called the devil and Satan, who received the world, he was cast to the earth, and his angel were cast out with him.
这边说古龙，这个大龙就是那古蛇，又叫魔鬼，又叫撒旦，就是迷惑普天下的，他被摔在地上，他的使者也一同被摔下去。So
during this time, John saw in heaven there was a war broke out.
在这边说，天上有起了一个大征战。And
during that time, he saw Michael and his angel fighting against the dragon and his angel.
在这边说，米迦勒还有他的众天使来跟这个龙征战。But
during that time, the dragon did not prevail.
在那时候，这个龙没有办法得胜。So
in verse 9, say the great dragon was cast out.
所以这个第九节说，这个大龙就被摔到地，摔下来。
What was the characteristic of this dragon? This dragon who deceived the whole world.
说这个大龙就是
Actually, where did the dragon get cast down to?
所以这个龙被摔到哪里呢?
If we read the end of verse 9, so he was cast to the earth.
在第九节后面说，他就是被摔到地上来。
So this means really Satan, his greatest tool is to deceive every one of us.
所以这个魔鬼的工作就是要来迷惑普天下。
I know Satan, and Satan is a spiritual being.
我们晓得魔鬼是属灵的。After
he sinned against God, God cast him down to the earth.
他来犯罪，所以神把他摔到地上来。And
on this earth, he will develop and deceive the people of this earth.
所以他在世上就是要来迷惑众人。So
remember, his main purpose is to deceive.
所以他主要的就是要来迷惑人。
Let's turn to Revelation chapter 20.
请看启示录第十二章
20:3.
启示录二十章第三节。
And he cast him into the bottomless pit and shut him up and set a seal on him so that he should not deceive the nation no more till 1,000 years were finished. But after these things, he must be released for a little while. Verse 7.
第七节。
Now when 1,000 years was expired, Satan will release from his prison. Verse 8.
第八节。
And will go out to deceive the nation which are in the four corners of the earth, Gog and Magog, to gather them together to the battle whose number is the sand of the sea.So we know that during this time, also John saw an angel come with a chain and bounded Satan.
在这边这个约翰看到这个天使下来，然后把这个魔鬼来锁起来。
So when the Bible say bounded Satan, what does it mean?
这个把魔鬼来关起来是什么意思？
Because during this time, Satan be bound for 1,000 years.
这边说魔鬼被捆绑一千年。
But say when he was bound, it's not to deceive the people in the world.
让他不再来迷惑这个世界。
So nowadays, many of us, we live under God's grace.
所以今天我们很多人能够来得到神恩典。
Because now Satan is not released yet.
因为魔鬼还没有被释放。
So many of us, we are not deceived too easily nowadays.
所以现在我们就没有那么容易被受到迷惑。
But on the end day when Satan is released.
但是到末后魔鬼还要暂时被释放。
Then in verse 8 it says, and we'll go out to deceive the nation which are in the four corners of the earth.
这边说要来迷惑地上四方的列国。
So、you see, on the end day, Satan will be able to deceive everybody in the world.
就是说到末后魔鬼要来迷惑世上的众人。
So all the people he deceived, they will gather them to be his army.
这些人要聚集成为这个魔鬼的军队。
Actually, he's gathered his army to fight against his chosen people, the chosen people of God.
这些人要一起来属神的子民征战。
Because in verse 9, chapter 20 verse 9,
在二十章第九节说
They went up on the breadth of the earth and surrounded the camp of the saints and the beloved city, and fire came down from God out of heaven and devoured them.
怎么说他们上来遍满全地围住圣徒的营与蒙爱的城就有火从天降下烧灭了他们。
Actually, on the end day, Satan will gather his army to come and fight against the chosen people of God.
所以幕后是魔鬼跟他的属他的人要来包围这个属神的这个圣徒。
Actually, this is the greatest battle. This battle is the battle of Armageddon.
这就是最大的最后的一个征战，就是阿玛基多顿的征战。
Actually, many people feel that the battle Armageddon will be in the east somewhere, in the middle east somewhere.
有人认为说这个征战是会发生在中东。
But if you read the book of Revelation,
但是我们如果来读这启示录
，the battle of Armageddon is in our heart.
这个阿玛基多顿的征战其实是在我们。是属灵的，是我们内心的征战。
Between the chosen people and the people of the world.
是在这个属魔鬼跟属神的人之间的征战。
You can see nowadays many people in the world have been deceived by Satan.
我们看到这个世界上有这么多人被魔鬼所迷惑。
I just heard on the news nowadays they want to bring from the second grade and on, they want to bring a book, pretty much, you know, two prints.
在我听说现在从二年级开始这个他们要上一本课。
We know how many little kids always be like Cinderella and you know, Cinderella and on the end she live ever happy with a prince and she, you know, that's kind of book that usually little kid read.
这小孩子以往都是念这个好像这个灰姑娘这个跟王子过着幸福快乐的生活这种故事。
But now they want to bring two guys, right? They have this book between two gay guys.Which they want for the children to also to read.
现在呢，他们要说有这个两个同性恋的人的故事，然后要这个小孩子来念。
So this means the book they want to represent you like Adam and Steve, right? On the end, they also live ever happy.
就是说这两个人生活在一起，他们也是非常快乐。
And it's already many schools already accept that kind of concept.
其实很多的学校也都已经接纳这 这种想法。
Right now, even in Congress, they want to pass a bill that the people who are on the pulpit cannot talk about homosexuality, adultery, or abortion.
甚至说要这个这个教会里面不可以来批评这个同性恋的这个淫乱的事情。
You can see nowadays many people in the world they deceived by Satan.
我们可以看到这个世界的人是都被魔鬼所迷惑。
So really for us we cannot be deceived by Satan.
但是我们却不可以被魔鬼所迷惑。
Because we cannot really go with the trend of the world.
因为我们不可以随从这个世界的潮流。
Because on the end, God said the pure will remain to be pure, but the wicked, they continue to do wickedness.
这个照圣经说这些洁净的还是继续洁净，这些污秽的还要让它继续污秽。
As you can see on the end days, it's really difficult for us to enter the kingdom of heaven.
所以越到末世人要进天国真的是越来越难。
If we're not rooted ourselves in the word of God, in the spirit of God, it's very easy for us to be deceived.
我如果没有能够在神的恩典、神的话语上面来扎根，真的我们容易的就被引诱离开正道。
We turn to Revelation chapter 11.
请看启示录第十一章。
The book of Revelation chapter 11.
启示录第十一章。
Then I was given a reed like a measuring rod.
第一节。
Then I was given a reed like a measuring rod, and the angel stood saying.Rise and measure the temple of God, the altar and those who worship there. Verse 2.
第二节
But leave out the court which is outside the temple, and do not measure it, for it has been given to the Gentile, and they will tread the holy city underfoot for 42 months. So we know these two verses is almost exactly the book of Zechariah.
我们看这两节的记载就跟撒加利亚书所写的好像一模一样。
Because during this time, God also gave the angel this measuring rod.
那时候这个因为在撒加利亚的时代神也给这些天使量杖。
You can see in this measuring rod, God asked them to measure, right, the temple of God, the altar, and those who worship there.
在这边说要他们来量这个神的殿还有祭坛还有在其中敬拜的人。
But leave the court which is outside the temple and do not measure it, for it has been given to the Gentile to trample.
但是这个院外的院子不用殿外的院子不用量，因为这是留给外邦人的，他们要践踏圣城42个月。
We know in the olden days there's a tabernacle of God. In the Old Testament there's a tabernacle of God.
我们知道在旧约时代有一个这个神的帐幕。
So this tabernacle they also have outside court and another outside court.
那它有这个几层的这个外院啊。
Because the tabernacle itself is a sanctuary where the priest and the high priest go in to worship God.
因为神的会幕就是至圣所，是这个神的祭司进去。
But the outside court belonged to the Levites, and then the outside and not outside court belonged to the Israelites.
但是接下来外面就是属于利未人的，然后在外面一层是以色列人。
But on the end days when God gave the rod, right, to John to measure the temple.And this temple only measure inside the sanctuary.
在幕后这个神要拿这个量杖给约翰，那只要量这个最里面的这个神的殿。
This means, for example, those of us who are baptized right now.
就是像我们现在我们已经受洗归入主的人。
We are the spiritual Israelites.
我们是属灵的以色列人。
And some of us also, we serve God, we also are the Levites.
我们在侍奉神，所以我们也好像利未人一样。
And also some of us are the priests and the high priests.
我们有的人是在最里面的祭司。
And all of us can be all of these three positions at the same time.
我们都可以有这三种的身份。
But on the end days when God gave the rod for John to measure, only the inside the sanctuary.
但是在这边神给约翰这个量杖的时候，只要他量这个最里面的这个圣所。
This means on the end days, if only a Levite will be destroyed by the Gentile.
因为如果只是这个利未人会被这个外邦人所毁坏。
So、on the end days, if we only just come to serve God, really will be deceived by Satan.
就说我们如果只是来敬畏神的人，但我们没有进入到最内层，我们也是会被这个。魔鬼 所迷惑。
And on the end days, if we only just a member, right? Just come to church and just, you know, read the word of God once in a while, we also be deceived by Satan.
如果说我们只是有时候来聚会，有时候读读圣经这样，那我们也容易被魔鬼所迷惑。
Because the inner sanctuary only for the priest and the high priest to go into.
因为这个内院就是只有这个祭司跟大祭司可以进去。
So on the end days, all of us, we have to practice the thing that the priest does.
所以到这个末世，我们就要能够来做这个祭司所做的工作。
But a lot of time, really, nowadays, we live under God's grace.
但是我们每天都在神的恩典当中来生活。
Sometimes we don't need to pray much, we don't need to read the word of God much, but God still move our heart to come to church to worship Him.
我们虽然说没有很用心的努力在追求，但是神还是来感动我们，让我们懂得来敬拜他。
But on the end days, if we do not pray, we do not read the Bible every single day, truly Satan will deceive us.
但是如果我们到末世，我们没有在信仰上下功夫，神真的魔鬼是可以把我们迷惑的。
Because on the end day, the world will become more attracted, every single day more attracted to us.
因为到末后，这个世界会越来越吸引人。
But for us, if we not live ourselves filled with God's Spirit, we cannot tell that the world is full of wickedness.
但是如果说我们没有被神的灵充满，我们就看不清楚。
Let's go back to chapter 18, Revelation chapter, actually chapter 17, Revelation chapter 17.
请看启示录17章。
Chapter 17, verse 3.
第三节。
Revelation chapter 17, verse 3.
启示录17章第三节。
So he carried me away in the spirit into the wilderness, and I saw a woman sit on a scarlet beast which is full of names of blasphemy, having seen heads and 10 horns, verse 4.
第四节。
The woman was arrayed in purple and scarlet, and adorned with a gold and precious stone and pearls, having in her hand a golden cup full of abomination and the filthiness of the fornication, verse 5.
第五节。
And on her forehead a name was written, Mystery, Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots, and of the abomination of the earth, verse 6.
第六节。
I saw the woman drunk with the blood of the saints and with the blood of the martyr of Jesus, and when I saw her, I marveled with a great amazement. So during this time,The angel took John to the wilderness.
在那时候，这个天使带着约翰到一个旷野。
But how did he able to see this harlot woman?
但是他怎么样能够看到这个女人呢？
Verse 3 says, So he carried me away in the spirit into the wilderness.
这边说 我被圣灵充满，被天使带到旷野。
So because he was in the spirit, then he can see this harlot woman sitting on this beast.
因为他是被圣灵充满，所以他能够看见这个骑在朱红色兽上的女人。
So the first thing that he saw that on her, she, on the beast full of names of blasphemy have seen heads and 10 horns.
这边说那个兽有七头十脚，遍体有亵渎的。
But you can see in verse 4, right, the woman was arrayed in purple and scarlet and adorned with gold and precious stone and pearls.
第四节说，那女人穿着紫色和朱红色的衣服，用金子、钻石、珍珠为装饰。
So we can see this harlot woman. When you look at her quickly, you can see that her apparel is really full of precious things.
所以我们如果第一眼看，她所穿戴的都是这些非常珍贵的东西。
It seems that she looked very beautiful.
所以看起来是非常的漂亮。
But what does she have in her hand?
但是她手上是拿的是什么呢
？In her hand, she has a cup full of abomination and the filthiness of her fornication.
这边说这个杯中盛满了可憎之物，就是她淫乱的污秽。
So this means truly, we do not live in the spirit. It's very easy for us to look at the world, and the world only looks so wonderful to us.
所以我们如果没有在灵里面，我们会觉得这个世界是非常的美好。
Of course, many things in the world is good, but if you look at very closely, you can see.That there's many abomination, the filthiness, the thing that they do in the world.
这个世界表面上看起来是非常的美好，但是我们如果仔细观察，就可以看出这其中的污秽。
It's fine in verse 5, John said, Mystery, Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots, and of the abomination of the earth. So really, this is the mystery. If you're not filled with the word of God, you cannot see it very clearly.
所以第五节，这个约翰说这是很大的奥秘。如果说我们没有 在神的灵充满，我们实在是看不清楚。
That's why many people who live in this world they are deceived by the things of this world.
所以很多在这世界上的人，他们的心就被世界所迷惑。
Because on the end days when God comes to destroy the whole world, every one of them they cry and weep for the things of this world.
到神的审判来到的时候，世上的众人都要哀哭。
Why? Because everything they have is in this world.
因为他们所有的就是在这个世界。
But we as a chosen people of God.
但是我们作为神的选民。
Our hope and our things are not in this world.
我们的盼望，我们所拥有的并不是这个世界上的东西。
Listen to Revelation.
请看启示录。
Revelation chapter 18.
第十八章
Chapter 18, verse 9.
十八章第九节
Verse 9. The kings of the earth who committed fornication and lived luxury with her will weep and lament for her when they see the smoke of her burning. Verse 10.
第十节
Stand in the distance for fear of torment, saying, Alas, alas, the great city Babylon, that mighty city, for in 1 hour your judgment has come. Verse 11.
十一节
And the merchant of the earth will weep and mourn over her, for no one buys the merchandise anymore. Verse 12.Merchandise of gold and silver, precious stone and pearl, fine linen and purple, silk and scarlet, every kind of citron wood, every kind of object of ivory, every kind of object and most precious stone, bronze and iron, marble, verse 13.
13节
And cinnamon and incense, fragrant oil and frankincense, wine and oil and fine flour and wheat, cattle and sheep, horses and chariot and bodies and soul of men, verse 14.
14节
The fruit that the soul longest for,are gone from you, and all the things which are rich and splendid have gone from you, and you shall find them no more at all, verse 15.
15节
The merchant of these things who become rich by her will stand at a distance for fear of her torment, weeping and wailing. So you can see, read all the way to verse 19, that Babylon, this world, has so many wonderful things that's in it.
我们看到第十九节，我们就知道这个巴比伦这个大都市又充满着许多美好的东西。
That's why in verse 9 it says, the kings of the earth who commit fornication and live luxury with her will weep and lament over her.
所以第九节说地上的君王都要为他来哭泣哀嚎。
So you can see for these people who live in the world, truly on the end days, they will miss all the things in this world.
因为他们都还试着想要得到这个世界上的这些好处。
But for us as the chosen people of God,
但是作为神的选民
As for us who live in the heavenly kingdom,
作为神天国的子民
We should rejoice over her.
我们却要来欢呼
Because in verse 12,
在十二节
Say, rejoice over her, O heaven, and you who are apostle and prophet, for God has avenged you on her. Chapter 18, verse 20. Revelation chapter 18, verse 20.
第十八章二十节
Even though the kings of the earth weep and lament over the things of the world,But the people in heaven, they rejoice.
虽然这个世界为了这个巴比伦来哀哭，但是这个圣徒呢，反而要因此而欢喜。
Why? Because during that day, God will come to judge the people who battle against us.
因为在那时候，神要来审判这些与圣徒征战的这些世界上。
The dragon, the beast, the harlot woman, those are the people, those are the things that try to deceive the heart of his chosen people.
这些魔鬼这个淫妇这些要来迷惑人的。
That's why on the end days truly we do not feel with the spirit of God. We cannot see the world so clearly.
所以我们如果没有被神的灵充满我们没有办法把这个事情看得清楚。
All we see is all these wonderful things that the world has to offer us.
我们所看到的就是这个世界上所要给我们的种种的好处。
Actually, Satan has nothing else to offer us except for the material things in the world.
魔鬼所能带给我们的就是这个世界上所物质的好处。
Even if the thing of the world is not his, but rather belong to God.
其实这个世界上的东西也不是他的。也是神所造的。
God gave him the things, the glory of this world.
神让他有这个世界上的尊荣。
So remember, we are the children of God.
我们要知道我们是神的百姓。
God also can bless us with many things in this world.
神能够也给我们这个世界上诸多的好处。
But God's blessing is always a blessing, it's never a curse.
但是神的这个祝福是不带着咒诅的。
But Satan's gift is always come with a side effect.
但是神这个从魔鬼来的祝福就会有这个不良的后果。
When Satan gives us something, he wants something else in return.
当魔鬼给你什么东西，他也要你的这个来付出这个代价。
That's why when he came to tempt our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以当他来试探主耶稣的时候，
everything he offered our Lord Jesus Christ, he wants something else in return.
当他要给主耶稣什么好处，他都要。交换条件.
So that's why for us on the end days, truly we need to pray in the Spirit.
所以在末世，我们真的要在圣灵里好好祷告.
Because without being in the Spirit, we cannot see that this whole world is controlled by the beast and the dragon.
因为如果没有神的灵来带领，我们是没有办法看清楚这个世界是在这个魔鬼的手中.
And on the end days, we also really truly need to read the Word of God.
我们也很需要来仔细的来研读神的话语。
If you don't read the word of God and be filled with the word of God, you'll be deceived by Satan very easily.
如果我们没有被神的话来充满在我们心里，我们容易被魔鬼所迷惑。
Listen to the book of Revelation chapter 1.
请看启示录第一章。
Chapter 1 verse 3.
第三节。
Blessed is he who reads and those who hear the words of this prophecy and keep those things which are written in it, for the time is near.
这边说念这书上预言的和那听见又遵守其中所记载的都是有福的，因为日子近。
Actually, 2,000 years ago, John said the time is near for the second coming of Christ.
在将近2000年前，约翰就说这个主再临的日子已经近了。
And now we can say the time is much nearer than the time of John.
当然我们现在比约翰的时期更近。
But he said, blessed is he who reads and those who hear the word of God.
这边说那些听又遵守这个预言的是有福的。
Actually, really, the more I read the Word of God,
我越读神的话语,
the more I feel it's so difficult to enter the kingdom of heaven.
我越觉得就说要进天国不是那么容易。
Because God's standard is so high for chosen people.
因为神的这个标准是很高的。
Because truly, for us as chosen people, God has a certain level that we need to reach.
神对属他的人也有设定蛮高的标准。
But if we do not read the word of God,
但是如果我们不读神的话，
we can never reach to the standard that God wants us to be.
我们就没有办法能够达到神的标准。
And if we do not read the word of God,
我们如果不念这个神的话，
then really we'll be deceived by Satan very easily.
我们就很容易被魔鬼所迷惑。
Because Satan, he also knows the word of God.
因为魔鬼也知道这个神的话。
But every time he tries to deceive us, he uses a little deception, right? Something that is so similar to the word of God, but at the same time, it's not according to God's word.
他也会引用圣经上的话，看着好像是对的，但是他的这个动机是有问题的。
For example, if you give me monopoly money.
好像就说你给我很多的钱。
So if you give me the monopoly money, say, Buddy, this is a real, you know, this is real money.
他可以说，你看这么好的钱。
Of course, I will tell you very plainly, this monopoly money, right, is so fake looking. Of course, it's fake. It's not real money.
我们看这个在玩大富翁里面的那个钱，虽然看了很多，但是那不是真的钱。
So it's really easy you can tell from monopoly money and the real money.
我们可以一旦很清楚地看出这个大富翁游戏的那个钱是假的。
But nowadays, because the technology is so high, you can print, make a copy of the money, right, print out and makes almost exactly the same, like a real money.
但是我们现在的科技很进步，所以我们用彩色印表机可以印出跟真的钞票几乎是一模一样的钱。
So for those of us who are not expert and look at the money from a fake money and a real money, we cannot tell very easily.
就说我们如果没有很仔细的去看的话，我们分不出是真的钱还是假的钱。
Satan will never use something like monopoly money to deceive us.
魔鬼并不会用这些假的钱来骗我们。
But rather he use something that's so real to the real money, then we cannot tell.
他是要让我们得到那个真正的钱。
But if you read the word of God,
但是如果我们
Then the word of God can tell us to discern what's right and what's wrong very quickly.
那我们就可以能够分辨这个什么是真正有价值的。
That's why on the end days, if we do not read the word of God,
所以在末后，我们如果末世如果我们不读神的话，
we will not be blessed and we will be deceived by the evil one.
我们 就很容易被魔鬼所迷惑。
Not only do we need to read the word of God, but also we need to hear the word of God.
我们不但要念，而且要来听。
Really, now that you come to hear what I have to say about the word of God.
今天我们来聚会就是来听神的话。
How do you know what I say is right or wrong?
你怎么知道我所讲的是对还是错？
Because I, Rudy, can also deceive all of you.
因为我也有可能来骗你们。
That's why you need to read the word of God.
这就是为什么需要来念圣经。
Because if you read the word of God, then you can discern what you hear is right or wrong.
因为你如果对圣经你念了很多，你就有办法来分辨这个人家所说的是对的还是错。
I myself can deceive all of you.
因为我也可能来迷惑你们。
Deacon Chow can deceive all of you.
这个周执事也可能。
Deacon Chen can deceive all of you.
陈执事也可以。
That's why you need to come back and read the Bible.
所以我们一切都要以圣经，要回到圣经。
If we read the Bible ourselves, then we can discern what is right and wrong when the speaker speaks.
因为如果我们圣经很读了很多，我们就才能够来分辨这个所讲的是对还是错。
That's why before we come to hear the word of God, we also need to read the word of God.
所以我们来到教会来聚会我们听道理，但是不光听道理，我们还要来读圣经。
See, nowadays when you come to hear the word of God,
现在我们到教会来听神的话
，really open your heart to try to learn the things that God wants to teach us.
我们是要打开我们的心让我们能够学习神所要我们学习的。
Because sometimes we believe in Christ for many, many, many years.
有些人虽然我们信主已经好多年
，an A B sermon that you have heard, you heard before.
好像你所听这个道理我们都以前都听过了。
And some of us even know the Bible verses before the speaker even turned to it.
这个甚至这个传道还没有换哪节圣经，你就已经知道他接下来要换哪
节。But actually, this is the way it should be.
这个本来就是应该要这样子。
All of us should know the Bible as well as the speaker know the Bible.
我们都应该对圣经很熟跟传道一样熟。
But at the same time, we need to humble ourselves.
但是另一方面我们也要能够谦卑自己。
We come in just to listen to the word of God.
我们是要来听神的话语。
If every Saturday we be able to learn one new thing from God, it's one new thing that we did not have before.
如果我们每一次聚会我们都能够从圣经里面能够学到一个新的认识，就是我们以前所
没有。So we want to be blessed, we need to read and hear the word of God.
所以我们要蒙福，我们就是要来读，也要来听神的话。
Let's also turn to Revelation chapter 22.
我们再看启示录二十章。
Revelation chapter 22 verse 7.
启示录二十二章。
Chapter 22 verse 7.
二十二章第七节。
Behold, I am coming quickly. Blessed is he who keeps the word of this prophecy in of this book.
这边说看啊我必快来凡遵守这书上预言的有福了。
Again, in chapter 1 verse 3, say the time is near.
同样的这么说神的时候快到了。
Chapter 22 verse 7 say, the Lord said, I will come quickly, just like a thief in the night.
神要主必快来好像这个贼来到一样。
Blessed he who keeps the word of God.
但是遵守这书上预言的有。
So for us, not only do we need to read the word of God, not only do we need to hear the word of God, we also need to keep the word of God.
我们不光是要读要听我们还要来遵守。
This means whatever we hear from the Bible, whatever we read from the Bible, we need to meditate inside our heart.
所以我们所听的所读的我们要在心中思想。
Because without keeping the word of God, you cannot do the word of God.
因为你如果没有能够来持守神的话你没有办法去遵守。
And without keeping the word of God, then we do not understand the will of God.
那我们也没有办法来了解神的话语。
So blessed is he who keeps the word of God.
所以遵守这书上预言的有福的。
Let's turn to our last verse, chapter 22, verse 14.
请看22章14节。
Chapter 22, verse 14.
14节。
Blessed are those who do his commandment, that they may have the right of the tree of life, and may enter through the gates into the city.
这边说，那些洗净自己衣服的有福的，可得权柄，能到生命树那里，也能从门进城。
Not only that we have to read the word of God, or hear the word of God, or keep the word of God, we need to do the word of God.
我们不但要持守这个圣经的话我们还要来实行。
Because in verse 14 it says, blessed are those who do his commandments.
在这个 英文的翻译是讲说那些来执行神的话语的人。
Only that we do God's commandment, then we have the right to the tree of life.
我有遵行神的话，让我们的衣服能够洁白，才有权柄可以到生命树那里去。
As is to do according to God's word is very difficult.
要能够照神的旨意来行，也不是是容易的事。
Really, many of us can read the Bible.
我们都可以来读圣经。
Many of us can hear from someone who speaks the word of God.
我们也可以来聚会来听道理。
Many of us can meditate and keep the word of God.
我们可以来思想。来牢记神的话语。
To do the word of God is very difficult.
但是要来实行就不是那么容易。
But I say here, if we do not do the word of God, we will not have the right to the tree of life.
但是如果没有来实行，就没有权柄能够到生命树那里去。
Actually, the tree of life is a thing to keep us alive.
这个生命树就是来维持我们的生命。
So that's why, brothers and sisters, really on the end days, our faith will become under trial and tribulation.
我们在末世，我们的信仰要受到很多的考验。
Because there's also another baptism, but the baptism of fire has not come upon us yet.
因为还有另外一种这个火的洗到目前为止还没有临到。
But on the end days when Satan is released and to come and deceive the whole nation, that's when the baptism of fire will come upon the chosen people of God.
到末世魔鬼要起来大大的迷惑的时候，那时候这个火的洗就要临到圣徒。
When the day comes, do not be deceived.
当那时候，我们不要受迷惑。
The only way for us not to be deceived by Satan is to read and hear the word of God.
要不被魔鬼所迷惑，就是要来读，要来听神的话。
Also to keep and do the word of God.
要来遵守，来实行。
And only then will be a guarantee that on the end days, truly, we'll be with our heavenly Father.
唯有这样子，我们才能保证。到末后我们可以进到天国。
So may God continue to help all of us.
愿神来持续的带领住我们。
Give us the strength and wisdom always to read his word and pray to him.
让我们能够有这个力量能够来遵行神的话，能够来常常在圣灵里祷告。
So on the day we can see the deed of Satan very easily.
我们才能够来战胜这个魔鬼的迷惑。
Let's sing him 380.